This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome back to the Verdant campus of North Mac High with Carl DeBar, Tim Mize here on FM 106.1. And Carl, monster crowd here today. I got here just before 3 o'clock. North Mac fans already had about 60 lawn chairs set up here on their side. And you look at the two different riser bleachers they have, jam-packed. We got people two, three deep behind the fence here. And, of course, Griffin has brought a number of folks as well. They're lined up down the right field line. A lot of people up against the school, Carl, trying to find shade on this brutally hot day.
Yeah, that seems to be the prime seats is farther away in the shade. You can't beat those.
So Cole Hatala is on the bump for North Mac here in this sectional championship game. This is as far as North Mac has ever been. They had never won a regional. They had never won a sectional semifinal. So they will try to bring home the first sectional championship here today. Let's look at the SHG lineup for their head coach, Nicholas Namovich. For Griffin today, Isaiah Thompson, a senior, will lead things off and play center. Nolan Healy, the senior, will bat second and play left. Sam Antonacci, the senior, is batting third, playing shortstop. R.J. Jimerson, the junior, will clean things up and play right field. We'll get to the rest of the lineup of the North Mac defense as we go along here as Thompson stands in from the left side. Cole Hatala, the righty. And a false start as time called at the plate. Nick Crow, the junior, batting fifth, playing third. Paul Gilmore, the senior, will hit sixth as a designated hitter. As now, back into the box goes Thompson. And Hatala has his sign from Burley. And the sectional championship underway, ripped foul off the fencing of the SHG dugout for strike one. Seventh place hitter for Griffin is Brandon Kraft, a senior. He'll be on the mound today. Ryan Salem, the senior, will play second base and bat eighth. And Louis Bartletti, the senior, batting ninth and playing first. So for SHG, Thompson, Healy, Antonacci, Jimerson, Crow, Gilmore, Kraft, Salen, and Bartletti. As Hatala peers in for a sign, the junior winds and fires the one-strike pitch in for a called strike two. Riley Flowers in left for the Panthers, Caden Brown in center, Cade Berkeley's in right. Matt Hendricks over at third, Cannon Kirk's the shortstop, Andrew Baines at second, Logan Hammonds at first, Owen Burley behind the plate. As the 0-2 from Hatala headed home, fastball outside, 1-2 and curl. That is the defensive setup or the nine kids we've seen on the field throughout this postseason run.
Right, with the exception of one pitches like Hendricks and Kirk both, obviously, and that moves them around a little bit.
The 1-2 hit on a line into right field. It'll be played on a hop by Cade Berkeley and a leadoff base hit. And that's how our 2A sectional championship gets underway here this afternoon in Verdant. We were underway early. We'll call the first pitch 4:23 this afternoon. 97 degrees at game time. The heat index at 102. And right now the sun is behind a cloud, thankfully, and there's a good enough breeze here, Carl, to where it's not just 100% miserable.
It's true. The breeze is really helping out.
Here's Nolan Healy from the left side, squaring, pulling back, taking ball one. Tim Burch calling balls and strikes today. Mike Wiley and John Russell on the base paths for this sectional championship. First year for this turf field at North Mac, Carl, and they make the Sweet 16 and host the sectional final. Can't draw that up any better. The one ball pitch from Hatala headed home. The runner Thompson off with the pitch, and he will swipe the bag as the ball gets away from Bain to second, but no further advancement. So Griffin with a runner into scoring position immediately here, a leadoff single and a stolen base. And Nolan Healy has worked ahead in the count. Two balls, no strikes. No batting gloves for Healy. The Griffin left fielder hitting from the left side. Stands in there tall. Hatala's pitch outside, 3-0. Antonacci waiting on deck for Griffin. North Mac, the all-white look again today. Got the high sock look with the Carolina blue stirrups. That misses outside and a four-pitch walk. And the first two have reached here for Griffin in the top of the first inning. Griffin has the black jersey, Cyclones and gold lettering across the front, white pants with black piping. And the only defensive changes we've seen, as you alluded to, Carl, with North Mac, is between third, short, and the pitcher, just depending if Hendricks or Kirk were pitching, one or the other would play third. And in this case, with Hatala on the mound, he is replaced as shortstop by Cannon Kirk. That's a nice little trio of a rotation, though.
Got him right in that little zone. Easy to move him in and out.
Here's Antonacci. So the first three guys for Griffin all hitting from the left side. As Hatala brings it home. Breaking ball called, strike one. He got ahead of Thompson 0-2 and gave up a base hit to right. Four-pitch walk to Nolan Healy. Able to start Antonacci off with strike one. Out of the stretch, Atala peers in for a sign, has the one he wants. Comes set, the 0-1, fastball high and wide, ball one. North Mac beat Litchfield in their regional semifinal 8-2. Down Staunton in the regional championship 3-0, and then that nice win over Quincy Notre Dame 5-0 back on Wednesday. The 1-1 hit on the ground. Baines to his left, gobbles it up. No one's at first to cover, and everybody's safe. The first baseman, Hammon, went to his right to field the ball, got past him, and Atala wasn't covering the bag. Not a good start for North Mac. Bases loaded, nobody out.
Not at all. Good play with the fielding part, but yes, the pitcher has to get over to cover.
And that gets Chris Atala out of the dugout early as he wants to have a conversation here with North Mac. And as far as drawing up starts, Carl, this is not what North Mac had in mind.
Not at all.
Cardinal baseball right now, speaking of not what they had in mind, on AM 1540, FM 106.9 and 92.9, Cardinals got out early to like a 5-1 lead, but they're losing now as that game is getting late at Wrigley. Live coverage right now, AM 1540, FM 106.9 and 92.9. The meeting on the mound is over. It involved all the infielders, the catcher, and, of course, the pitcher, as Chris Atala takes a slow walk back to the North Mac dugout on the third base side. He's in his fifth year at the helm of the Panther program.
106.9 came in all the way to here, Verdon.
Crystal clear, wasn't it?
Perfect.
So here's the cleanup man, R.J. Jimerson. Fastball called strike one. Boy, Hatala would love a ground ball right back to him right now, wouldn't he?
Yes.
That'd be better than a strikeout.
The home first double play would be ideal right here.
One, two, three double play would be exactly what the doctor ordered. The one strike pitch, breaking ball. Blocked by Baines. It's at his feet. He can't find it, but Atala's up there. That ball literally wound up right at the feet of Burley, but he couldn't find it. He was turned around looking to the backstop, but it was right at his feet. It actually never left the catcher's box, sitting right in the middle. Not much gets past Burley back there. Good backstop. The sun is out. The temperature is up. We are pushing 100 degrees here on this Friday afternoon in Verdon. The 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, a beautiful one, swing and a miss from Jimerson. One ball, two strikes on the SHG cleanup man, R.J. Jimerson, the junior right fielder. Stands right on top of the plate in the right-handed box. Infield is in for North Mac. The 1-2 blocked in the dirt by Burley, 2-2. Owen Burley earning his keep here in this AB with the bases loaded and nobody out. The amount of confidence you have to have in your catcher, Carl, to throw that pitch in this spot.
He's thrown it twice already, too, so this is batter.
Two balls, two strikes, bases loaded, nobody out. Inside with the fastball, and it's 3-2. No place to put him. Two singles and a walk have loaded the bases for Griffin here in the first with nobody out. Thompson at first, Healy at second, Antonacci over at first. As Atala dealing with Jimerson. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with the breaking ball. Big time strikeout for Cole Atala.
Now any double play will work just fine.
They got a double play in the first inning on Wednesday. In that frame, here's Nick Crow, the junior third baseman for Griffin. He's a tall right-handed stick. Bases loaded, one out. Breaking ball upstairs, ball one. A trip to Milliken on Monday for the Super Sectional at stake here this afternoon. Atala comes set, the 1-0. Outside 2-0. If you're wondering why is SHG in 2A, well, I asked their head coach Nicholas Nomovich, and he said the multiplier, it's based on a six-year window, right? So if they haven't made the state tournament in 6 years, the multiplier goes away. They made the state tournament in 3A in 2014. In the dirt, bounced in front of the plate, and it's three balls and no strikes with the bases loaded. So Griffin, because this is the first year of the two-year cycle, enrollment cycle. So they could go to state this year, still be 2A next year. That's the reason. Haven't been to state in 6 years. The 3-0 right there, fastball called strike one. Imagine, Carl, not going to state every 6 years.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to achieve the goal of anything.
Wouldn't seem to. Three balls, one strike, no place to put Nolan Crow. That just missed, and a bases-loaded walk, and Griffin on the board first, 1-0. Well, that pitch was close, but just missed outside. So two singles, two walks in the inning, has plated a run for Griffin, and their designated hitter, Paul Gilmore, steps in now. Atala will work from the windup here. Early trouble for North Mac. Breaking ball in for a called strike one. If you're sitting inside looking through a window, car, you think, boy, this is just a gorgeous day.
Which we haven't had really too many of them. Always dark clouds.
One strike pitch in the dirt. One ball, one strike. This is a classic Illinois summer day here. Sunny, upper 90s, heat index over 100.
More July-ish.
More July-ish, yes. The 1-1 popped up and sky. That's into center field. This is going to get another run home as Caden Brown settles under it. His throw will go into second, and it's 2-0 Griffin as the runner from second moves up to third.
Yeah, hit too deep to really have any play anywhere. As the runner from third scores, and also the runner from second can easily make it to third.
That'll bring Brandon Kraft to the plate. He'll be on the mound today when Griffin takes the field. And Carl, he is a big-looking boy.
Yeah. Football player style. Pitcher, hitter.
Yeah, he is a broad-shouldered, thick young man. As Owen Burley steps out in front of the plate, flashes some defensive signs. A single, a walk, a single, then a strikeout, a bases-loaded walk, and then a sacrifice fly by Gilmore. 2-0 Griffin. As Atala works from the stretch, fastball called, strike, top part of the zone. Seventh man to bat in the inning for SHG. Burley flashes the signs. Atala gives a look to the runner at first. Comes to the high set. The one strike pitch just missed. One ball, one strike. As the sun dips behind a cloud, breeze stays up. And Carl, if that breeze stays with us all afternoon, it won't be that bad.
It's a big help, that's for sure.
Breaking ball in the dirt. Runner goes. North Mac throws through, but no advancement. Second stolen base of the inning for Griffin. Two balls, one strike on the batter, Brandon Kraft. Carl, there's a few hundred spectators that would like this breeze to continue. Great crowd here this afternoon in Verdon. 2A sectional baseball championship. The 2-1 popped up on the infield. Hatala between the mound and first makes the call, makes the catch, and the side is retired. SHG gets two runs on two hits. They will leave two. We've completed a half inning. Griffin gets two. North Mac coming to bat. We go bottom one here in our 2A sectional baseball championship as SHG got two runs in the top of the first, and here come the North Mac Panthers. Chris Atala's lineup, it's a familiar one. Riley Flowers, a junior, will lead things off. Junior Cole Atala hitting second. Senior Cannon Kirk will hit third. Matt Hendricks, the senior, is cleaning things up. Cade Berkeley, the junior, will bat fifth. Sophomore Caden Brown is hitting sixth. Sophomore Logan Hammond will hit seventh. Sophomore Andrew Baines batting eighth with sophomore Owen Burley batting ninth. So for North Mac, Flowers, Atala, Kirk, Hendricks, Berkeley, Brown, Hammond, Baines, and Burley. Defensively for SHG, Nolan Healy in left, Isaiah Thompson in center, R.J. Jimerson in right, Nick Crow's over at third, Sam Antonacci's at shortstop, Ryan Salen is the second baseman, Louis Bartletti is at first, Dylan Dickerson will be behind the plate, and Brandon Kraft is on the mound for SHG.
Already mentioned he's a big pitcher out there.
You know who he reminds me of, like in terms of the body build, would be Jonathan Broxton.
Yeah, Broxton. And even a Lynn, for that matter. Yeah. Lynn's kind of a big
lower half. Guy. Fouled straight back by Flowers. Riley just 1-for-10 this postseason, hit .339 on the regular year. And this North Mac lineup, Carl, they are deep and they can keep coming at you. And they've played a good schedule, but it might be safe to say they probably haven't seen an outfit like SHG all year long.
Well, of course they don't play a schedule like they did. Extra games and a lot bigger schools.
Fouled straight back with the fastball, 0-2. And Griffin played a 3A, 4A schedule, but they find themselves here in the 2A playoffs.
Thought at one time they mentioned that if you played all 3A, 4A, that's the class you're in. That makes more sense, actually.
Well, yeah, but that's not how the rule works, unfortunately. Strike three called, frozen with the fastball, inside corner. And Flowers is down on three pitches. Going to bring in Cole Hatala. He will hit from the left side. Of course, sometimes when you're dealing with the IHSA, you can't use logic.
Well, no.
Because in the sectional, the team on the top half of the bracket in the semifinals, the home team. In the sectional championship, the team on the bottom of the bracket is the home team. Which worked out really good for North Mac, by the way.
It worked out well for us in that respect.
There's a fastball called strike outside corner. Cole Hatala, and the zone appears to be a little bit bigger. And the coach don't like, or Tim Burchill, home plate umpire, don't like it, Carl, but it sure seems the zone has been a little bit bigger here in the bottom half of the first inning than it was in the top half. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hatala had several pitches that looked like that were called balls. I think of the 3-2 bases loaded walk, for instance. Breaking ball popped up out of play, 0-2. And if you're Chris Hatala, you got to say something. You got to say something early in that spot. You can't just let that go unchecked.
Yeah, you need those strikes against this lineup.
And any coach will tell you, just call it both ways. You know, if you're going to have a big zone, have it in the top half and the bottom half of the inning. That's all. But it can't be a postage stamp in the top half. And a Mack truck in the bottom half. That don't fly. The 0-2 over but low. 1-2. Terry Tote used to always talk about his strike zone was a Mack truck strike zone.
That's right.
But it was for both teams.
Oh, sure. All the time.
All the
every
time.
Pitch.
Every pitch. The 1-2 inside. 2-2. Waiting on deck, Cannon Kirk. Matt Hendricks in the hole. Griffin got two in the top half of the first inning. They left two. As Kraft has his sign, winds and fires. Fouled straight back. Good cut there from Cole Hatala. Cole hit .455 on the regular year. 1-for-7 this postseason. A couple of walks and hit by pitch. Stands more in the front part of that left-handed box. Breaking ball fouled at the plate. Good job by Hatala just to get a piece and spoil that delivery. Two balls, two strikes. As Kraft peers in for a sign. The tall, big righty. Doesn't have the one he wants yet. Now he does. The 2-2 headed home. Outside, 3-2, and Cole Hatala's worked a nice AB here.
Get on any way you can. Got the good hitters coming.
They're giving Hatala right center field here. If he could plug the gap, he could run for a while. Kraft's 3-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Blew the fastball right by him.
Well, no doubt Mr. Kraft has a good fastball.
Now to bring Cannon Kirk to the plate. Senior shortstop. Hit 400 on the regular year. He's 5-for-9 this postseason with a double and two RBI. Q&D struck North Mac out. 1-2-3 in the first inning in the semifinal. Kirk asked for time, didn't get it. Breaking ball called, strike one. Kirk in the back of that right-handed box. Waits for the 0-1. Swing and a miss there. A filthy breaking ball snapped off by Brandon Kraft. Kraft has Kirk set up, no balls, two strikes. Kirk asks for time, gets it this time. Just wants to try to disrupt the timing a little bit of Kraft. He never got off the bound, never moved his glove. He is in his wind-up position, has a sign. He's ready to roll with the 0-2. Just missed, 1-2 with the fastball. Chris Atala over at third, Doug Little, the coach down at first for North Mac. The 1-2 from Kraft to Kirk. Breaking ball hit on the ground to short. Antonacci has it. Gathers. Throws a seed across. And Kirk is cut down by a half step. 6-3. So North Mac goes in order. We've completed one inning here in our sectional championship. SHG leads North Mac 2-0. Carl DeBar, Tim Mize here in Verdon at North Mac High. We go top two of our baseball sectional championship. SHG leading North Mac 2-0 as Cole Hatala back to work dealing with Ryan Salen. He squares, pulls back, takes strike one. Carl, in between innings there, I've never seen this. Most of the SHG team, minus the kids who were coming up this inning, were all out in right field for the duration of the time North Mac was warming up. And then just a few moments before the first pitch was set to come, as that misses low for ball one, they broke their huddle and sprinted back to the dugout.
Can't explain it. Guess if it was players that aren't playing at all, you could say they're keeping warm, which they don't really have to worry about today.
Not a problem today, no.
Nah.
That fastball misses wide, two balls, one strike. Ryan Salen, Louis Bartletti in the top of the order, and Isaiah Thompson. Metallis 2-1, breaking ball, called strike, inside corner, 2-2. Cole gave up two hits, walked two in that first inning. See if he can settle in a little bit in inning number two. Two balls, two strikes. Breaking ball, and Salen just checked his swing, 3-2.
There's a check. Nope, did not. Yeah, if you have no one on, you got the umpire back behind first. You love to do the check.
We got three umpires today.
So they can stay there.
Yeah.
That's true.
That ball ripped, and that is fair down the left field line. Over to cut it off is Flowers. Salen heading for second, and he'll be in with a head-first dive. Now the ball gets passed all the way into right field, but Salen with that head-first dive didn't know where the ball was at, so he's still at second. That's a break for North Mac.
Definitely had plenty of time to get up and go to third, but had no clue the ball had gone all the way to right field.
But it was a good head-first slide, though.
It was.
That'll bring up Louis Bartletti, the senior first baseman, hitting ninth here for SHG. Ninth place hitter for Griffin, though, not like your normal number nine hitters here. He's squaring, bunts it down the third base line. Is it going to go foul? Yes. A few feet in front of the bag at third, finally kicks foul. One strike on Bartletti. We've seen that several times throughout the week here when we've been here at North Mac, Carl, is those bunts up that third base line, just letting them go and hope they roll foul.
And they have for the most part.
Leadoff double for Salen. As Atala head in the count, no ball, one strike. There's a breaking ball outside. Evens it up, one ball, one strike. Winner plays at Milliken Monday afternoon at 4 against either Paris or St. Joe Ogden. SHG's 31-1. North Mac 21-1. There's a fastball right there called strike two. Yeah, SHG, they played their first game on April 13th. They had five games in before the 6 weeks of the spring football season. Breaking ball, chopped foul at the plate, 1-2. And that's, Carl, just something that the small schools didn't have the benefit of doing with the crossover athletes.
You have too many crossovers in most of these 2A public schools.
One ball, two strikes on the ninth place hitter, Louis Bartletti. Hitting from the left side, the 1-2. Chopped high off the turf. Oh, what a play by Hatala out at first as Hatala sprung off the mound towards first. Carl leaped as high as he could leap to corral that turf bounce and just caught it in the webbing and got the out 1-3.
Good play. He did take the time to look at the runner back at third.
Salen moves up. He's there now with one out. But, Carl, if that ball gets over Catala's glove, that's probably a base hit.
Probably is, because even though it's on AstroTurf, it's just not going to go too far.
Here's the leadoff man, Isaiah Thompson, takes ball one outside. He singled to start the ball game, stole second, and would eventually score on a bases-loaded walk to Nick Crow. With a runner at third and one out, Atala works from the wind. The one ball pitch lifted in the air to left. Flowers settles under it. No, he lost it in the sun. It drops for a base hit, and Thompson motoring into second, and he's there. Oh, that's too bad for Flowers, Carl. He never saw it in the sun.
Couldn't locate it, and he can understand it. It's a very sunny field right there in left field right now.
And Carl, this is, we've talked about this before with the postseason, though. It's the brutal reality of the single elimination. Play great all year, and then you get in one game, and things that haven't happened all year
which
happen.
Right. We've already had kind of two of those happen. That play not being made, the play at first base not being made.
Here's Healy in the dirt, ball one. That's what makes each postseason win you get so very special. Yeah, that was a routine ball at the Flowers, but Carl, you could tell about halfway out there, he don't see it. And there's no worse feeling for a baseball player than when you know the ball's coming and you don't see it. That ball ripped out into right center field. It'll be played on a hop by Berkeley. Thompson's around third. He will score on the RBI base hit from Nolan Healy. 4-0 Griffin. Two runs home in the second after Griffin got two in the first. And that has Chris Atala to the mound. His second visit of the day. 4-0, SHG with the lead, top of the second inning. There's still only one out. Two doubles in the inning. The Thompson double was a ball that Riley Flowers catches 99 times out of 100.
Or you just had the cloud at the right time. That's all it took.
We talked about
one time, yeah, it was really bright right then.
With the way the field sits here at North Mac, when that sun is out, it is right behind home plate. So if you are playing any of the three outfield positions here, you are dealing with that sun in a major way. So we're going to get a new pitcher here for North Mac. Pitching change for the Panthers. Griffin leading 4-0, one out, top of the second. We'll tell you about the new North Mac curler when we come back following these messages on WSMI. Caden Brown, the new North Mac pitcher, and he's missed wide with his first two and a stolen base for Nolan Healy. Third stolen base of the day for SHG. So Caden Brown is the new pitcher. Cole Atala goes back to shortstop. Cannon Kirk moves to third, and I think Matt Hendricks is now patrolling center field for North Mac. The lefty, Caden Brown. Right there, called strike one. Two balls, one strike. So some defensive movement here for North Mac as Caden Brown, the lefty, spikes that right into the dirt, picked out of there by Burley. Carl's confused about something, but I'm not sure what exactly. Brown's 3-1, missed wide, and he walks the first man he faces, Sam Antonacci. 4-0 SHG as their cleanup man, R.J. Jimerson, coming to the plate. He struck out back in the first. Runners at first and second for SHG. Two doubles and a single in the inning. That's a swing and the miss from Jimerson. Southpaw Caden Brown. In a relief of Cole Atala, that stays upstairs. One ball, one strike. The runner out at second is Healy. The runner over at first, Antonacci. It's R.J. Jimerson down a strike. Down two strikes. Fastball inside corner. One ball, two strikes. But those black jerseys for Griffin feel nice on this day.
That's one disadvantage to guy, at least.
In the dirt, backhanded by Burley. Two balls, two strikes. SHG no-hit Pena in the sectional semifinal and won 10-0 in five. Out to an early 4-0 lead here at North Mac. Fouled straight back, high off the screen. Two balls, two strikes. Nick Crow waiting on deck. Two on, one out here in the top half of the second inning. Jimerson in the back of that right-handed box. Holds those hands high above the shoulders. The 2-2 breaking ball, swing and a miss, struck him out. Jimerson's 0-for-2 today with a pair of strikeouts, second out of the inning, and that brings in Nick Crow, the right-handed swinging first baseman for SHG. Brown trying to limit the damage here. Starts him off with a breaking ball, swing and a miss.
Good, he got that first out. It's kind of tough to come from the outfield and just start pitching.
Yeah, what do you get, 7 or 8 warm-ups, that's it. The one strike pitch in the dirt to the back screen, and Burley will have to retrieve as both runners move up. Healy to third, Antonacci to second. And Caden has spiked probably 3 or 4 of those pitches, Carl, right in front of the plate. Burley, before that one, had blocked them all. Yachty himself wasn't blocking that one.
Yeah, that one had a little extra help.
One ball, one strike. Just inside with the fastball. Two balls and a strike. Crow drew a bases-loaded walk back in the first. That was the game's first run. It's 4-0 now. Popped up, right side, out of play. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes. New baseball out to Caden Brown. Hendricks shaded on the shortstop side a second, hitting room down the right field line and into the right center field alley. Runners at second and third for Griffin. The 2-2 breaking ball inside, 3-2. The North Mac folks thought that was strike three. Owen Burley asking our home plate umpire, Tim Birch, where did that miss? Inside's the answer, I believe. Three balls, two strikes, two on, two out, upstairs. And a walk to Crow, the second time he's walked today. He wasn't sure of the count as he took a step towards first, turned back and asked the umpire, that was ball four, right? Yes, take your base. Here's Paul Gilmore. Sacrifice fly back in the first, played at the second Griffin run. He bats with the bases loaded and 2 outs. This becomes a big batter in the ballgame here and now. In the dirt, spiked again, picked by Burley again. One ball, no strikes to Paul Gilmore. As Caden Brown works from the windup. Popped up right field line. That's trouble. They were playing over in the alley, and that is fair. The dive by Berkeley. He couldn't get it, and that's going to clear the bases. And motoring into third base is Paul Gilmore with a triple. Great effort out there by Cade Berkeley. And he might be hurt, Carl. He gave a great effort on that play. A headlong dive, landed awkwardly just out of his reach. Man, he went a long way for that baseball.
Just the opposite of the game before, Tim. It's like they make the attempt, the great attempt to make it, but it's always a few inches too far away. But it really shook him up a little bit. He seems to be doing all right in the outfield. He's still kneeling down a little, walked it off a little.
Probably got the wind knocked out of him. I mean,
he really took it full. I mean, it was no.
It's a pretty good elevation on that dive.
He was trying to get to it, no doubt about it.
Chris Atala headed out there along with the athletic trainer for North Mac. Cade Berkeley is still on a knee trying to collect himself. It is a 5-run second inning for SHG. They lead North Mac 7-0. We're going to step aside while the Panthers tend to Cade Berkeley. You're listening to 2A Sectional Championship Baseball on WUSMI. Cade Berkeley unable to continue. He will be lifted as Zane Hogan will be the new North Mac right fielder. And Carl, as Cade was walking off the field, we don't want to speculate about what is wrong with the young man, but it looked like he was maybe favoring one of his shoulders a little bit. You wonder if he just landed awkwardly on that diving attempt. But he was swung over into right center field as that ball wound up basically right on the line down right field.
And looked like a good two-body link dive trying to catch that ball. So he did not just do a quick dive. This was a dive jump for that ball.
Oh, he aired it out.
Yeah.
He aired it out. There's no doubt about that, and he paid the price. So he is out of the ball game. Zane Hogan, the new right fielder. 5 runs home for Griffin here in the top half of the second inning. A 3-run triple for Paul Gilmore just cleared the bases. Now Brandon Kraft will be the 9th Griffin batter of the inning. He popped out to the pitcher, Hatala. That ended the first inning threat. That's over but low for ball one. Sean Blunt telling us that there is heavy police presence on I-55 northbound near milepost 80. Traffic backed up in the area working to learn more as Kraft fouls that out of play to the right side. One ball, one strike. So again, a heavy police presence on I-55 northbound near mile marker 80. Traffic backed up in the area.
Been a hectic time on I-55.
Oh, boy. Fouled straight back. One ball, two strikes. Well, I forgot about the one lane there by Litchfield, so I got on the interstate to come here, and all of a sudden I'm backed up immediately. It's like, oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It wasn't too bad, though.
I dodged that one on the frontage road.
The 1-2 blown by Brandon Kraft. A strikeout for Caden Brown, but the damage is done. Griffin sends 9 to the plate. They score 5 times. We completed an inning and a half here in our sectional championship game. SHG leads North Mac 7-0. Tim Ice called the bar back here on the Verdon campus of North Mac High as SHG has jumped the Panthers early 7-0 Griffin as North Mac bats here in the home half of the second inning. Matt Hendricks, Zane Hogan, Caden Brown, 4-5 and 6 as Hendricks swings and misses the high fastball. Carl Hendricks has been the definition of hot in the postseason. 6 of 7, 2 triples, a double, and 2 RBI and an intentional walk.
Can't hardly beat that, can you?
I don't know how you could.
7 for 7. That's it.
That's the only way.
Has some pop. Had quite a few key signals in the game Wednesday.
There's another fastball from Kraft. 0-2 to Hendricks.
And when he came up to bat with men on, well, he got the intentional pass then.
Boy, North Mac is asking for time at the plate, and they're not getting the recognition from the home plate umpire. And I think it's starting to frustrate North Mac a little bit. No balls, 2 strikes. Leadoff batter for North Mac here in the bottom of the second. Outside, 1-2. Look, if the batter asks for time and the pitcher's not winding up, There's no reason not to give it to him. It's a simple thing, Carl. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Fouled away by Hendricks to the plate, spoiled that offering. And at least early, Carl, and I don't like to say this, but the umpire may be trying to be part of the show. Early, and that's never good. Time asked for, granted again. I mean, he ripped his mask off 3 pitches into the bottom of the first, hollering at Chris Atala. Not granting the times, outside 2-2. If you're North Mac, everything bothers you a little bit more when you're down 7-0.
It does indeed. Like I say, nothing's going right. The great diving attempt ends up hurting your player, and he doesn't make the play because it's just out of his reach.
Breaking ball outside, 3-2. No, that's exactly right. So far, there's been
the sun in the eye.
The pitcher not covering
right
first.
Right now, I probably can see it.
Yeah.
It's partially cloudy again. No, right then, and the sun was just beaming down on him.
Yeah, there's been 2 of those types of plays, and then the diving play on a play that would have been a sensational play, but Berkeley gets hurt on the play. That was the cherry on top. Popped up. Is that going to get out of play? Boy, it's going to be close. Griffin gives it a look. I think it's going to stay in play, and it will. Basket catch for the third baseman, Crow, right in front of the North Mac dugout. And Hendricks is retired.
That's another one right there. A pop-up is 1 foot fair, or not hitting the screen, and just hanging in there.
Yeah,
a lot of little things going wrong.
They're trending the wrong way for North Mac. They really are.
Yeah, you want that one inning where everything goes your way.
Here's Zane Hogan. He replaced Cade Berkeley in right field after that diving attempt by Cade. And Hogan takes strike 1. Boy, so if you're Cade, that hurts extra big. You don't even get to hit in this game. Mm. 1 strike on Zane Hogan. Batting here with 1 out in the second. Breaking ball hits in front of the plate. Ball 1. Sectional championship baseball here on your Friday afternoon from Verdon. Beautiful turf field here for North Mac. First year they've played on it. They're hosting a sectional championship. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Late swing there as that ball was almost in the mitt of Dickerson by the time Hogan got the bat around. Brandon Kraft appears in for a sign. winds and fires. Fouled out of play right side. You mentioned it in the first game, but he kind of has that Jonathan Broxton lower half look to him. Carl mentioned Lance Lynn, also a good comp in terms of just the physical appearance of Brandon Kraft. The 1-2, over but low, ball two. And Carl, for a high school kid, I mean, you look at his lower half. He's got a couple of tree trunks there.
Right. Like I say, great offensive lineman or defensive lineman. Football.
Maybe two-way. Well, not a Griffin. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Blew the fastball right by him. Hogan is retired. And Kraft has set down the first five Panthers he's faced, striking out three of them. That'll bring in Caden Brown. 3 for 9 this postseason with a double. Hit 302, drove in 19 on the regular year. Bats with the bases clear and two outs here in the bottom of the second. Fastball called strike, outside corner, nothing in one. Dylan Dickerson behind the plate, flashing the signs. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball in the dirt, 1-1. If Brown could reach, Logan Hammond would hit here in the second. North Mac lost just one game all year. That was 3-0 to Maroa Forsyth. Fastball, just low, 2-1. Two in the first, five in the second for Griffin. As Kraft brings home the 2-1. Hit on the ground. The first baseman plays the high hop. That's Bart Letty. Head first dive into the bag, and Brown is cut down by about half a length. So North Mac goes 1-2-3. We have completed two innings here in our sectional baseball championship. SHG leads North Mac 7-0. Caden Brown back to work here for North Mac. He came in a relief of Cole Hatala in that last half inning, as it's 7-0. SHG, and for Caden Brown, Carl, he, I would think, would be more settled getting to start this inning.
It'll be a little better for him. He's on the year, he's pitched 14 2/3, so he's 2-0, 3.3 ERA, 27 strikeouts, so a very good strikeout ratio, 7 walks, so that's about one every two innings, which is a little high, but the strikeouts are also pretty high.
Walked one, struck out one in his inning of work back in the second. Deals with Ryan Salen here, leading off the top of the third. That fastball straight and Salen up out of the right-handed box. Salen started that five-run second with a leadoff double. Out of the eight hole, the 1-0 inside, 2-0. Sports Saturday tomorrow from the Chili Dome at Irish Days, 9:03 here on FM 106. Fastball called strike inside corner. And Carlos, I got off the Farmersville exit today to come over to Verdon, across the blacktop. I saw the Chili Dome.
You saw it.
I saw it. Upstairs, 3-1.
Right in the middle of Farmersville.
Of course, it's
Park.
Chili Dome by day, beer tent by night.
Nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not. That's a great combo of things.
Should be both all the time.
The 3-1 misses over but low in a leadoff walk. Oh. Missed being at the Chili Dome last year, obviously. Irish Days was a no-go like everything else was in 2020, but man, I tell you what, the crowds at the Macoupin County Fair this week have
been
nice. Fantastic. The Irish Days festivities, they're going to be well attended. I mean, all these events that we've really just gotten accustomed to just always being there, boy, they're going to have massive attendances this summer.
I think so. A lot of people show up and just be glad to get out.
Brown just balked. Sailing over at first was kind of dancing around, and Brown didn't get off the mound. I wasn't paying attention. I don't know if he wasn't aware and went to the windup.
Might have. What class is Caden?
Caden Brown is a sophomore.
Sophomore.
A lot of sophomores on this team. That misses wide. Ball one. And you think about, I mean, we talk about the senior leaders that they have with Kirk and Hendricks, but man, the sophomores they've got getting invaluable experience here with Brown, Hammond, Baines, mm-hmm. and Burley behind the plate. North Mac starting to get a little bit frustrated with the strike zone. As Bartletti took ball one, they appealed down there. He did not go. Brown peers in for a sign from Burley. Upstairs, 2-0. And they called another balk on Caden Brown. So Seelan walked to lead off the inning, balked to second, balked to third. And he's there with nobody out. So that gets Burley out to the mound. He wants to have a conversation. Well, Mama said there'd be days like this, Carl, and it's just one of those days for North Mac where anything that can go wrong has gone wrong.
Seems to be going wrong, doesn't it?
We talk about the uncharacteristic plays we've seen from North Mac, pitcher not covering first, losing a ball in the sun. How about balks on basically back-to-back pitches?
Two balks, yes.
Two balls and no strikes on Louis Bartletti, the ninth place hitter. He's swinging away and slashes that foul. Almost took out his head coach down there at third base. Nick Domovich in his second season, third year with Griffin. There's a called strike. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at third, nobody out. As Brown working from the windup. Swing and a miss. He tied Bartletti up with a high fastball right there. And he's down on strikes. Didn't actually swing the bat, just kind of rotated his shoulders through for strike three. He is not happy. Top of the order now, Isaiah Thompson. He's been a handful. He's two for two, a single, a double, two runs scored, and a stolen base. Hitting from the left side, the senior center fielder. Fastball outside, ball one. Thompson has the high sock look working for SHG. It's just a plain black sock for Griffin. Breaking ball in for a called strike one. Most of the North Mac kids have that high sock look, and they got the classic looking stirrup there. That's how baseball uniforms meant to be worn. Breaking ball upstairs, 2-1. Crow, I think that style may be coming back a little bit. All that stuff goes in cycles.
Sure, it goes in cycles.
See more big leaguers now with the high sock look than you did 10 years ago. Upstairs, bounces out of the mitt of Burley. Brown wasn't covering, and scoring is Seelan. So Carl chalked that up to another uncharacteristic North Mac play.
Kind of just went right through the glove. And then, of course, the pitcher, if he covers, probably have a shot at getting him, but
Burley got there quickly.
They're just not their day so far at all.
So 8-0 SHG lead, top of the eighth inning. That ball slashed third base side, foul, out of play. Full count on the SHG leadoff man, Isaiah Thompson. Caden Brown peers in for a sign. The 3-2. Headed home. Just missed ball four. Just missed outside. So Thompson aboard for the third time today. He's hit in all three innings and reached all three times. Caden Brown standing out on top of the mound trying to figure out where the strike zone's at right now. Here's Nolan Healy. He's one for one, a walk, an RBI, and two runs scored. Runner is off with the pitch. Burley's throw is low and safe is Thompson, his second steal of the day. Ball one to Healy. Three umpires here today with the runner at second. The first base umpire is behind the mound and in front of second. The third base umpire behind the bag at third. Popped foul. One ball, one strike. And it's a little weird, Carl, to see three umpires in the field and nobody at first. Just looks odd. The 0-2, breaking ball, just missed. One ball, two strikes. And our home plate umpire, Tim Birch, he's starting to hear it now from the North Mac crowd. The frustration is building. One ball, two strikes. In the dirt, that pops away from Burley and Thompson up to third. And Carl, we've seen every North Mac postseason game this year, and more balls have gotten squirted away from Burley
in this
today
one,
than
the whole other time. 'Tis truth.
Just the way that it's going for the Panthers here today. Two balls, two strikes to Nolan Healy. Foul tipped into the mid of Burley, and Healy is down on strikes. Out number two here in the top of the third. North Mac has been as good as a public school can be this year, 21-1. Problem is, they're playing a 3A school here today in the 2A sectional final. SHG leading 8-0. Their multiplier not in effect for this two-year cycle. Outside, ball one. And their head coach actually told me before the ball game, their enrollment has dropped. They're down in the mid-500s now. He said he went to SHG in the late 90s, and they were over 800. Over but low, ball two. But the fact of the matter is, Griffin should be in 3A.
Yeah, what you play is where you should be in the playoffs. It shouldn't be play 3-4 and then switch.
That ball hits softly. Going to be played on a hop in front of the right fielder, Hogan. And coming across to score is Thompson. Carl, there's been a number of those balls, too. I mean, Griffin's hit plenty of balls hard today.
Hard,
but,
sure.
Boy, they've had three or four that have just fallen right in front of outfielders.
Well, he had just basic, yeah, weak bloops into the outfield for about three of the hits. And, of course, the one's a sun fly ball, easy play, but can't see it because of the sun. So they've gotten about four of the lucky hits. And, of course, North Mac's not getting any of that luck.
Here's R.J. Jimerson, hits it on the ground to short. Hatala backs up, second out, and the side is retired. Not before Griffin, though, gets two more runs on just one base hit. As we go bottom three, SHG leads North Mac 9-0. Tim Eyes crawl the bar back here in Verdon at North Mac High, 9-0. SHG as we go bottom three. And for the Panthers, Logan Hammond, Andrew Baines, Owen Burley, 7-8-9. As Brandon Kraft misses low with the fastball, ball one. And Carl, it's cooled off. It's only 95 degrees with a heat index of 100, down from 97 and 102 at the start.
Well, heck.
Yeah, basically spring.
We're doing great now.
That 1-0 pitch hit on the ground to first. Bartletti plays it on a couple of hops and retires Logan Hammond.
Well, Brandon Kraft, three strikeouts so far and no walks. Had a pretty easy time of it.
Well, Carl, the SHG pitchers on Wednesday against Pena, the both of them combined for a five-inning no-hitter. Here's Kraft now through two and a third, has given up no hits. He's got a perfect game working. So you're talking about 7 1/3 innings of no-hit baseball in the sectional for SHG. Fastball called strike. This really reminds me, Carl, of remember in 16 when Carlinville made it to the football state championship. They played Elmhurst IC Catholic in the 3A title game. They had played 6A schools all
6A.
Year.
All 6A. Year.
That ball hit sharply on the ground to second. Salen gobbles it up and retires Andrew Baines. It's just as this postseason week has gone along, it's stuck in my crawl a little bit more each day, especially when you see just a great team like North Mac do everything the right way, right? And you get to the sectional final and you play a 3A school in the 2A postseason. Frustrating. But it is what it is, isn't it? Here's Owen Burley. Takes ball one outside. We have to deal with it, but we don't have to like it.
Going to Carlinville football, didn't that team beat playoff teams that were 5A and 6A?
That ball hit sharply past the diving Antonacci at short, and North Mac has their first base hit courtesy of Owen Burley. A sharply hit ball through the hole at short. Well, I remember, Carl, to that point, looking at IC Catholic's schedule, they had played in the playoffs a school that SHG had played in the regular year. Mm-hmm. IC Catholic beat them worse than Griffin beat them.
Yeah.
But they were playing in the 3A playoffs. Yeah, like this.
It
this
didn't
today,
make sense there either.
This isn't by far not the first time we have seen this. And nothing gets amended, it's not going to be the last time we see it either. Top of the order with Riley Flowers. Breaking ball stays upstairs for ball one. Riley struck out looking. Back in the bottom of the first. So North Mac gets their first hit from their nine-hole hitter the first time through. That's in the dirt, 2-0. 9-0 North Mac. By far, obviously, when you've only lost one game, Carl, their biggest deficit of the year by a long shot. Moreau Forsyth beat them 3-0. Down 9-0 in the bottom of the third here. Called strike, upper part of the zone, 2-1. Cardinal baseball again for you tomorrow, AM 1540, FM 106.9, 92.9 from Wrigley Field in Chicago. Flowers asks for time and has granted it. We'll be at the Chili Dome tomorrow for Sports Saturday, part of Irish Days, 9:03, right here on FM 106.1. The North Mac fans trying to get into this ball game a little bit here. Flowers hits it on the ground to short. Antonacci has it, goes the short way to second for the force play, and Flowers is retired. So North Mac gets their first hit. They leave a man. We've completed three innings here in the sectional championship, and SHG leads North Mac 9-0. New pitcher for North Mac, it is Owen Burley. So we've got some defensive changes here. Looks like Caden Brown is back in center. Matt Hendricks has moved over to third. And Carlos, I'm pretty sure Cannon Kirk is behind the plate for North Mac here. Their third pitcher of the day, Cole Hatala, got the start. He was lifted in the second inning in favor of Caden Brown. Brown made it through the third inning. Now it'll be Owen Burley to start fresh here in the top of the fourth. And for SHG, they will be sending up Nick Crow, Paul Gilmore, Brennan Kraft, 5, 6, and 7. And Carl, I think we just missed it last inning, but I think Kirk was catching last half inning. I think. Here is Crow. He is, well, has no official at bat today. He's walked twice. Takes a strike right there. His first walk was a bases loaded walk, so we did get an RBI. Then he scored a run off his second walk back in the second. So he leads off the fourth. Takes strike one, takes strike two. Owen Burley has that ball cap pulled down right over the top of his eyelids. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, past Baines at second for a leadoff base hit. Carl, four innings, and SHG has put their leadoff man on all four times.
All four, yep. Well, you don't go 31-1 without having some good players, do you?
No, and I mean, when you look at
the schedule
teams
they played,
yeah.
We mentioned some, but yeah, Jacksonville, Decatur, Eisenhower, Highland, I mean, Rochester.
Obviously, yeah, obviously in the Central State 8, I mean, you're playing schools that, if not 4A, certainly solidly 3As. There's a called strike into Paul Gilmore.
Your Springfield, your Quincy's. Yep.
It's just a
Jacksonville, too.
A different animal.
And Pleasant Plains always just a good team to play.
Yeah.
That one, you know, even the smaller schools they played, they were real good schools.
Inside, the throw down, not in time, and Crow has stolen second. So the runner out at second now is Crow. It's just two different situations that these schools are in. Playing here in the sectional championship. Upstairs, two balls and a strike to Paul Gilmore. He's 1-for-3 today, has 4 RBI. And Carl, he's got one of the big blows here, that bases clearing triple back in the second on the diving effort by Cade Berkeley that eventually knocked him out of the ballgame. The 2-1 right there called strike two. The breeze has been consistent here today, which has been a major, major plus. And the sun, I don't know, about half the time it's been behind the clouds, seemingly.
And that's a big plus.
Oh, boy.
To me, that feels like 5-degree difference.
It does. Outside, the counts run full, 3 balls, 2 strikes.
If not more than that, even.
The breeze is the game changer. Big crowd on hand here today, and everybody appreciating the breeze. Runner at second, nobody out. Burley brings it, hit on the ground. Hendricks cuts it off at third. Plants throws low, dug out of there by Hammond. Nice play on both ends. Hendricks to Hammond. 5-3 on the putout. Crow up to third on the play.
And that's more of a North Mac play we're used to seeing. A tough play, and they make it.
And that's what you just hope here for North Mac, Carl. Just finish strong, finish playing North Mac baseball.
Yep.
That's all you can do. Let the chips fall where they fall. Here's Kraft, takes ball one. Brandon Kraft popped out to the pitcher Hatala in the first, struck out in the second. Bats with a runner at third and one out here in the top half of the fourth inning. 9-0 SHG. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. And Carl, obviously they lose the senior leadership of Cannon Kirk and Matt Hendricks to graduation after the year, but man, they got a lot of sophomores coming back. Atala's only a junior. The future for North Mac baseball, very bright. Hit on the ground. Hendricks coming home from third, out at the plate. Tag applied by Kirk, and they cut down Crow at the plate, 5-3. Or excuse me, 5-2. Second out of the inning. So Kraft now the runner over at first. The out coming home. Just a nice high turf hopper there. Easy play for Hendricks and Kirk.
Kirk gave him a good target, moved out of the running lane to let him get the throw in.
I wonder if there's anything on the baseball diamond that Cannon Kirk can't do.
Well, you go from short to catch. That's usually weird. Short to pitch, no problem.
Which he does.
Yeah. And third, he plays.
Inside, somehow it did not hit the batter.
There, though.
Squirted away from Kirk behind the plate, though, and up to second on the play goes Brandon Kraft. Actually, that'll be a courtesy runner for Kraft out there, the pitcher.
Either that or he lost almost 200 pounds.
It is hot, but I don't think it's that hot. Here's Ryan Seelen.
And a half a foot.
Double and a run scored in the second, a walk and a run scored back in the third. One ball, no strikes. Burley's offering. Hit on the ground. The second baseman, Baines, has it.
Good play.
On to Hammond, and the side is retired. So for the first time today, North Mac keeps SHG off the scoreboard. We go bottom four. Griffin leads North Mac 9-0. Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here in Verdon at North Mac High. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this 2A sectional baseball championship action on FM 106.1. All SHG, 2 in the first, 5 in the second, 2 in the third. They lead 9-0. That ball fouled straight back by Cole Hatala. Hatala, Kirk, Hendricks, 2, 3, and 4 for North Mac. Hatala, strikeout victim back in the first, but he had a good at-bat working there. His first plate appearance. Kraft breaks off a breaking ball. Missed. One ball, one strike. North Mac being shut out on just one base hit through three innings. Brandon Kraft winds and fires. Fastball outside corner called strike two. Breeze continues to blow here. In Verdon, the 1-2 breaking ball, swing and a miss, struck him out. Kirk had to protect there.
Fourth for Mr. Kraft on the day.
Now to bring in Cannon Kirk. He bounced out to shortstop to end the first. As Kraft winds and fires, first pitch to Kirk, fouled out of play. That'll wind up off the roof of the school. Been a fun week here in Verdon watching high school baseball on this beautiful turf field at North Mac. And if you haven't seen it, I would recommend coming up to Verdon and checking it out. It is really something. Upstairs, 1-1. Talked about it earlier in the week, Carl. As far as a small public high school goes, you're not going to find anything better than this. That ball fouled out of play right side. If you were just given a picture of this field and said, where's this at? You could say SHG, and it wouldn't be a wild guess. It's that nice.
Nice background with the trees.
One ball, two strikes. That ball fisted, get fair, it will, drops in front of the right fielder just beyond the reach of the first baseman and a one-out base hit for Cannon Kirk. That'll bring in Hendricks. Matt 0 for 1 today, 6 out of 8 this postseason. But a run here or two, Carl, would be big because, I mean, if you're North Mac, the goal now is don't get short-gamed.
Well, and score.
And score.
And you want to get a run or two of them. Show them you can do it.
And who knows? It's baseball, Carl. Wild, baseball. Crazy things happen. You never know. String together a couple hits, get a rally going. You never know what might
Staunton
happen.
Staunton-Kernville game.
There you go.
It's 11 to nothing.
We need that wind to start blowing out in the bottom half of the inning.
Gust.
Yes.
Of wind.
Yes. Another check on Kirk over at first, back in safely. Just the second hit of the day for North Mac. Kraft hasn't walked a man. It was just the second base runner. Hendricks takes ball one outside. Boy, Hendricks and Kirk, what a 1-2 punch that is.
Yeah, you'd like to see one of them be able to pitch, but just a day short of that being possible.
The 1-0 offering to Hendricks right there called strike one. Nine nothing SHG here in the bottom of the fourth inning as Brennan Kraft comes to the high set. Kirk is running. Hendricks is taking the throw. Hit the pitcher, Kraft, right in the backside. That wasn't supposed to happen. I don't know that I've ever seen that. It was a low seat and literally went right off his backside. And Brennan Kraft is saying, come on, Dylan. You got to do better than that, dude.
And fortunately for Kraft, he's got a big enough backside to take it.
He did take it.
He seems to be fine.
He does seem to be fine. He's having a little chuckle out there with Dickerson and the shortstop. Iannacci is in there as well. But we've seen some strange things today, Carlos.
Finally on their side.
Finally on their side is right.
Got that runner in scoring position. So Kirk, like to see that.
Kirk takes the bag when Dickerson's throw hit the pitcher, Brandon Kraft, right in the butt. Sure, that was quite a surprise to Kraft. Like Forrest Gump, something bit me. One ball, two strikes to Matt Hendricks. Kirk dancing away at second. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Had Matt reaching a little bit there. He's down on strikes.
Number five on the day for Kraft.
And that would bring in Zane Hogan. He replaced Cade Berkeley, who was injured in the second inning on an all-out dive for a ball in right field. Hogan struck out in the second. Bats with Kirk at second and two outs here in the fourth. Over but low. Ball squirts away from Dickerson, and Cannon Kirk moves up to third.
So the North Mac's got the runner at third now. Little pass ball, wild pitch. A balk. We've seen two of them on the other side.
Yeah, we've seen some odd, strange things here today. We've seen a ball lost in the sun. We saw back-to-back balks. We saw a catcher's throw hit his pitcher, trying to gun down a runner at second. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Tied him up on the inside there. One ball, one strike. Zane Hogan, another one of the sophomores for this North Mac squad. Slightly open stance in that right-handed box. Kraft out of the high set. Misses, 2-1. SHG has some kids warming up way down the right field line. In case they need them. Two balls, one strike, one on, two out. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Dickerson doesn't see it, but it was right at his feet. 2-2. That was another odd play
that
today,
was
Carl,
odd.
Where Owen Burley blocked the ball.
Right, left it at the plate, basically, and came running back here.
Yeah, he was at the backstop looking for it. It never left the catcher's box. Two balls, two strikes, a 9-0 SHG lead over North Mac. The 2-2 breaking ball in the dirt, 3-2 blocked nicely by Dylan Dickerson. Boy, and if you're Dickerson, you owe Brandon Kraft a couple of blocked balls.
They do indeed now. Well, I think it's a minor league, but one wild pitch went into the umpire's ball holder. No one could find it.
No, how could they? The 3-2 right there called strike three, and Hogan is out on strikes. So North Mac will leave a man stranded at third. We have completed four innings here in our 2A sectional baseball championship. Sacred Heart Griffin leads North Mac 9-0. Tim Ice crawled the bar back here in Verdon on the campus of North Mack High. 9-0, SHG leading the sectional baseball championship as we go top 5, 9-0. And an update here from Sean Belint on the problems with I-55 northbound. Traffic is backed up 3 miles, beginning at milepost 78. That's about a mile north of Montgomery County. The nature of the incident remains unclear. Sean Belint is on top of the situation, and he will have more as it becomes available. But there was heavy police presence on I-55 northbound right at the top of the hour. Traffic now backed up 3 miles northbound on I-55, beginning at milepost 78. So if you're headed that way, you might want to make different arrangements. Here is Owen Burley back to work, and Bartoletti reaches out for it and pokes it into center field for a leadoff base hit. Fifth straight inning that SHG puts their leadoff man aboard. And Carl, that looked like a pretty good pitch from Burley.
Good piece of hitting. That's all it is. Well, like I say, this is a very good team. And, yeah, there's a pitch that he just waited back on it long enough to put it in the center field.
So here's their leadoff man, Isaiah Thompson. He has not been retired yet today. Single, double, walk, 3 runs scored, 2 stolen bases. Hits from the left side, squares, pulls back, takes ball one. Kirk down to second, not in time, and the steal for Bartoletti. Pitch was taken for a ball to Isaiah Thompson. This is a senior-laden Griffin squad here. Just 2 juniors in the lineup, R.J. Jimerson and Nick Crow. The other 7 are seniors. One ball, no strikes, upstairs, 2-0. Just because you're a sophomore on the SHG roster doesn't mean you get to play next year, Carl. Well, they got some good recruits coming in, I'm sure.
I was going to say, Tim, that shows it right there. What team do we see didn't have a lot of sophomores starting on every high school team that
inside,
we cover?
Yeah, that we cover, inside 3-0.
And some pretty good schools, Southwestern size, you know, Hillsboro size.
Yeah, a lot of
still usually have to at least have 2 to 3 sophomores.
Called strike outside corner. Certainly a lot of youth in the South Central Conference specifically. This North Mac squad falls into that. They've got just a nice mix with the supreme upperclassman talent and then the sophomores getting the experience. Line drive into right field. That's a base hit. Thompson around third. Or should I say that Bartoletti around third. He will score. And it's 10-0 SHG on the third base hit of the day by Isaiah Thompson. He's been on base all 4 times. 3 singles. Check that. 2 singles, a double, and a walk for Thompson. 10-0 SHG. Here's Nolan Healy. He's 1 out of 2 today. A single, 2 runs scored, a walk, and an RBI inside for ball one. What a year it's been for North Mac. 21-1 entering today. School record for wins. Deepest they've ever been in the postseason, winning their first regional earlier this week. There's a called strike with the fastball outside corner, 1-1. But, man, for the North Mac kids, Carl, it's hard to think about any of that right now. That ball hit into right field. Hogan on the move. On the move makes the catch. And back to first goes Thompson.
Hogan almost took that extra step in, Tim. Had to jump at the end to make the catch.
I was screened off by our home plate umpire, so I just heard the
reaction
of the crowd.
He did a little jump. That's what kind of got the crowd a little excited, I think.
Sam Antonacci now steps in. He's 2 out of 2 today. A pair of singles, RBI, a walk, and a run scored. As Burley comes set, there's a called strike outside corner.
Owen Burley, another pitcher for North Mac next year. He's a sophomore.
You know, all the pitchers we've seen for North Mac today will be back next year. That ball popped up left side, and that is going to get into the glove of Riley Flowers over there in left field. He winds up in foul territory. That ball just kind of hung up and was working its way back towards the field of play. And they're going to get the double play as Thompson caught off the bag and the side is retired. SHG, though, got their 10th run, and as we go bottom five, North Mac needs the score to keep the game alive. You're listening to the 2A Baseball Sectional Championship on WSMI. 10-0, SHG leading North Mac as we go bottom five here at Verdon. And, Carl, we got an update here. This is from Sean Bellent. Preliminary information here indicates that the state police responded to a report of an armed pedestrian at the spot there on I-55. He has been safely taken into custody for questioning as that misses outside for ball one to Caden Brown. No injuries reported. Northbound lanes were shut down for about 30 minutes for the investigation. State police leading said investigation, and no additional information available at this time. Inside and low, 2-0. So the reason for the backed up traffic there on I-55, an armed pedestrian.
Oh boy. Well, everybody's getting out. Unfortunately, that means the crazies too.
That's exactly right. 2-0 inside, 3-0.
I was thinking maybe the arm would have been after a wreck or something, but.
No, so that was all I-55 wow. Northbound around mile marker 78. So be advised if you're in the area. Outside in the four-pitch walk, new hurler for SHG. That's Quinn Butler. Four-pitch walk. North Mac needs a run to get this game to the sixth inning. It's 10-0 SHG. That's the game or the score. They beat Painabye in the sectional semifinal. And that gets their pitching coach out of the dugout. He wants to have a conversation. Up 10-0 in the fifth inning in a four-pitch walk.
Yeah, that's not what you're supposed to do, is it?
And it's not.
Come in from the bullpen and walk that first batter.
Sports Saturday will be at Irish Days tomorrow in the Chili Dome, 903, right here on FM 106.1. We'll have Cardinal baseball for you tomorrow as well, AM 1540, FM 106.9, and 92.9. You can always check WSMIRadio.com for our broadcast schedule. And Carl, it's sure shaping up like this will be our final high school broadcast of this COVID season. And you think about all the sports that got played from the time basketball started after the calendar year here of 2021. Hats off to the IHSA for figuring a way to get every single sport a season this year.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be great next year when you get back to postseason for the other sports. But, you know, baseball is pretty much getting the normalcy already. For their season.
The spring sports that got canceled last year all got their regular postseasons this year. There's a called strike to Logan Hammond, and that certainly was a nice
it's
thing
by
the
IHSA.
Plus. Yes, yes. Everybody that lost the season last year got a full postseason this year at least. Nothing in one on the sophomore Logan Hammond. Breaking ball, nasty. Called the ball. Did he swing? No. Wow. Wow. North Mac will take it.
Sure.
One ball, one strike on Logan Hammond. Bounced out to first, his first plate appearance today.
As good Butler hands, man, at first.
Comes set inside, 2-1.
How about the two throws he threw it to home?
Well, that was
getting runners out.
And that was
in one inning.
The championship game in the regional against Staunton. Yeah, two outs at home, and it was a 1-0 game at that point. Two balls, one strike. Right there, called strike two, 2-2. 10-0, Griffin with the lead. Two in the first, five in the second, two in the third, one in the fifth. Two balls, two strikes. Lifted foul out of play. Left side, we'll do it again. And Carl, if SHG were to get Hammond and get Baines, Owen Burley, the ninth place hitter, would get just one at bat today.
Mm.
And he's got one of the two North Mac hits. Leadoff walk has Brown at first. Bottom five, North Mac needs a tally. That's a filthy pitch. Call the ball. Wants the appeal. He didn't go. Three balls, two strikes. I better get my eyes checked, Carl. I don't know. I've seen a few things differently today. But that's why they're there and I'm here.
I've had a little bizarre plays throughout this game.
Runner moving on the pitch, lifted in the air, shallow left field, caught by Healy, and that's going to be a double play. And that is two out in the inning. I guess Brown never found the ball, Carl.
No.
So a fly out to left. Brown was moving on the play. He's not able to get back to first, and he has doubled off. And just like that, SHG is one out away from the sectional championship.
Yeah, he was just staying on second like he thought the ball was down.
Just one of those days, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
Just one of those days for North Mac. So here's Andrew Baines, the last chance for the Panthers. Takes ball one. You're listening to Sectional Championship Baseball here on WUSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Remember, you can always get all of our high school broadcasts and podcasts at WUSMIRadio.com. There's a called strike one. And as Tito used to always say, Carl, our podcasts are like a tin roof. It's on the house.
On the house. Well, Tim, I bet our next broadcast being football probably be about the same weather.
It probably will be, yes. Breaking ball called, strike two, and North Mac down to their final strike here in this record-breaking season for the Panthers. Not going to end the way they wanted at all against a 3A school here in the 2A sectional. Hit on the ground to third. Crow has it across, and that's it. SHG beats North Mac 10-0 here today, and they go through the sectional, Carl, beating Pena 10-0, beating North Mac 10-0. So what happens when a 3A school plays in the 2A postseason? Well, they win the sectional combined 20-0, allowing two hits.
Right. It's, I don't think what they really want, but, you know.
You wouldn't think, right? But well, that's what they got. Yeah, SHG, your sectional champions here at North Mac. They improved to 32-1 with the loss. North Mac sees their season come to a close at 21-2. We will take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WUSMI. SHG, your sectional champions here at North Mac as they beat the host Panthers 10-0. 10 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Griffin. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for North Mac. The Panthers left 2. SHG left 4. And, Carl, it was one of those games just kind of early. The way some of the strange plays we saw, you just got the sense this isn't going to be North Mac's day.
Not North Mac's day. You had the lost ball in the outfield from the sun. You had the great dive attempt, but just short. And then you have like two balks, and you just have a lot of blue pits.
A lot of blue pits. Pitcher not covering first and a ground ball.
That's right.
Second.
Forgot that one.
There was just a series.
More than they did the entire maybe season. Well, for sure the playoffs. They hadn't had that many miscues, and they had them all today.
And you see it all the time in the playoffs, though, when a squad like North Mac has the year that they have, the game they lose in the postseason, a lot of times stuff that hasn't happened to them all year
right.
happens, and that's exactly how it went down today for North Mac.
Yeah, take no credit away from Kraft. He had a good fastball and good breaking ball, and he strikes out, 7 in his 5 innings of work, and obviously he didn't even walk a batter. They bring in a relief pitcher. He walks one. But, yeah, that was only, the third base runner, and then they lost that one on the double play, which was also how they end. Well, that's how it almost ends. I mean, that was two outs in, and that was a very bizarre play.
By the time North Mac had their first hit with Owen Burley with two outs in the third, it was already 9-0.
Right.
And we knew it was going to be a tough road to hoe for North Mac. You know, they beat Quincy Notre Dame in the semifinals, but when you looked at this SHG squad throughout the year, you just knew that they were on a different type of level. Well, they're on a 3A level because that's what they are.
And they beat good 3A teams. That's their whole schedule practically. So
yeah.
It just doesn't make sense that they're part of a 2A tournament.
I think I want to find my way onto a soapbox tomorrow morning during Sports Saturday. 9:03 on FM 106. We'll be out at the Chili Dome for Irish Days tomorrow morning, Sports Saturday. But, yeah, it's just –
how spicy do you go there?
I don't know. It'll be pretty spicy.
I like the spicy.
It'll be pretty spicy. But, you know, over there, though, it could be the sweets, too.
Yeah, you can do it sweet.
It can go either way. It just depends on the judges and depends on the year. But we'll have fun at the Chili Dome tomorrow. But hats off, Carl, to North Mac. you talk about a remarkable season. And they told us here throughout the week that they thought they were going to be good last year. And, of course, the season didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
But coming in to this year with everything that had transpired to do what they did in the first year of this beautiful turf facility, it is a baseball season that will be remembered for a long, long time in the North Mac community.
Yeah, I mean, any year you go 21-1, is that the official? Okay, that's just incredible in baseball because, you know, you're playing a doubleheader now and then. That's hard to win two games in one day regardless. But they showed that they had a little pitching depth. It's, like I say, a shame one of the seniors wasn't available to start this game. It might have been a little closer than it ended up here.
Well, and that's the other caveat to when you get a private school like Griffin in this round for North Mac, a small public school. You've used your two top horses to get here.
Right, both seniors. And
whereas SHG, they got more horses to rely on, and we saw that today with Brandon Kraft going out and dominating.
And he wasn't even going to complete the game, which he did not have that many pitches. That leaves him available to help them in a relief role if need be.
So congratulations to North Mac, 21-2 on the year, but school record and wins. First regional championship in school history. First Sweet 16 appearance in school history. So a lot of wonderful firsts for North Mac, and they will say goodbye to a couple of amazing seniors in Cannon Kirk and Matt Hendricks. And, Carl, as far as schools around here, you're not going to get better in the middle of your lineup than Kirk and Hendricks.
I don't think so. And, boy, they, you know, 1-9, they battle you. They have some good offense on that team.
So SHG beats North Mac today 10-0, the final. They are sectional champions, and they are off to Millikan University in Decatur for a super sectional date on Monday afternoon. We want to thank all of our wonderful sponsors, not only our baseball and softball sponsors, but everybody who was with us throughout this condensed COVID year. We did as much as we could possibly do. We managed to get soccer on the air. We had volleyball on the air. We had wrestling on the air, of course, with our traditional football, basketball, baseball, and softball coverage as well. But without our sponsors, none of it is possible. So when you hear businesses on our high school sports broadcast, please patronize them. Please go to them. Go to their businesses, because without them, we are not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally broadcasting stations. Shop local, as they say, Carl.
Shop local.
So North Mac falls in defeat here today at the hands of SHG in the sectional championship, 10-0, your final score. Again, sports Saturday from the Chili Dome at Irish Days tomorrow morning, 9:03, here on FM 106. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action on FM 106. And actually, huge shout-out to Jennifer, Carl. Not only did she do tonight's game, she did probably 95% of the engineering work for the games that we did throughout this COVID
year. Only when we had games going on at the same time, she couldn't engineer all of them.
Yeah, she couldn't do two at once. That's exactly right. But Jennifer,
otherwise, I think you're right. She did every other game, right?
Jennifer, thank you so much for all the work you put in here over these last few months, making sure we're able to get our high school sports on the air. Thanks to all the fine folks here at North Mac, Chris Rayner, the AD, all the folks associated with North Mac. They're so generous to us every time we come into town, so we thank them for that very much. Congratulations to Sacred Heart Griffin. They are your sectional champions here in Class 2A, beating North Mac 10-0. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Eyes. We say so long from the beautiful turf baseball field in Verdon.